in a staff meeting today, and that's when the news was delivered to me. I know Charles, I think he was nervous just talking with Charles this morning. He was a little nervous about it last night. If you haven't seen the play, it was a very similar action to what he experienced in the Super Bowl. Not as significant as the Super Bowl injury, but so he let it go through the evening, and then this morning they came in and x-rayed it. So, and that's when we got the news.
Same collarbone, though, Mike?
Correct.
Like, I'm sorry, if I heard you right, you said it's not as severe, though, as the one in the Super
Bowl. How do they? That's the early diagnosis.
You guys have been able to next man up it quite a bit, but when you have someone who is, you know, a leader on your team, is that a little bit different emotionally, at least, for the guy?
It's a bigger challenge. I mean, we're talking about Charles Woodson. So, I mean, there's no question about that, but the reality is we fully expect and we'll plan and for the next individuals to step up and continue to play better defense. I mean, that's our goal every week, regardless of how we line up. So, this has been a hard couple of weeks for us. We've lost players to season-ending injuries. Obviously, Charles's injury is significant. But with that, you know, our younger players are prepared, and we'll move forward, and we'll have a good plan for Jacksonville.
Like, do you expect Woodson to be able to come back?
No, I mean, that's the plan. I mean, that's the hope. So we're gonna give him that opportunity. That's for sure.
You feel you're okay, equipped to play with 52, or deal with 52?
Played 52 this week. So I mean, that's the early plan. You know, obviously the medical staff and how Charles goes through this process will be the most important part of it. So, you know, this is day one. We just found out a couple hours ago. So,
Nick, how comfortable are you with Andy Jennings and Jerron?
Very comfortable with every player on our 52-man roster, you know, and not to pick it apart. You know, we'll game plan. We'll make it clean for our players. Jacksonville will challenge us, and they should. And we'll be ready to go. So we fully expect to continue to try to grow as a defense. So that's what's most important. The things that we're really focused on are taking the ball away, creating fumbles, continue to be multiple in our scheme, try to take advantage of our strengths and stay focused on the opponent at hand.
Mike, how does Maurice Jones-Drew being out kind of impact how you game plan for Jacksonville now?
Well, you know, just probably the same way they're looking at us. You plan for the people you think are going to play in the game, and you break down the personnel groups, the characteristics of the players, particularly the key players, the skilled players. How you're going to play them schematically. So, obviously, he's an excellent running back. An all-pro, repeat all-pro player. Once again, they're going to come in here, and obviously they need to win. We're happy to be back home, but we need to get better as a football team. That game yesterday wasn't as clean as it needed to be. I mean, there's some areas in that football game we need to prove on, and that's what we'll focus on this week.
Mike, was that passing game yesterday as close to carried out as planned as you had this season?
Our passing game. I thought we caught the ball very well. I think we just only had the one drop. The ball went where it's supposed to go, which is normally the case, obviously, with Aaron. I thought Aaron, the way he's played the last 2 weeks, has been off the charts. Playing the run and pass, I wasn't real happy with the production in the run game. I thought we definitely left too many hard yards on the field. There was too many 1 and 2 yard runs that should have been hard ball, 3, 4, 5 yard runs, and we need to improve that aspect of our offense. So, but yes, as far as the protection, I wish I had that first series back. Just the way that was called, the first and second down call was not were two plays that that I wish I would have had back. So, but you know, but other than that, yes, I thought our passing game was excellent.
Mike, is Shields having a chance of playing?
Good question. Probably Thursday would be the biggest day to answer that. So, I think Sam, if Sam could go on Friday, I'd be comfortable playing him on one day of preparation. So we'll see how he makes it through the week.
What value was there in what House got at the end of the game? I mean, I know he doesn't want to give up a touchdown there, but they seemed to throw up his direction every play, and there's a guy who had never played a regular season NFL snap defense before yesterday.
Well, you have to be very happy with the way Devon House played in the game. I mean, really the one play you'd be critical of him was the touchdown, and just the finish on the play need to be better. But you know, I thought he was extremely physical. He does an excellent job getting his hands on, getting his hands on receivers, and that was obviously the big question with him coming back off his injury. So I thought he got off to a really good start. He graded out very well also on special teams. So and he'll have more opportunities as we move forward, especially this week against Jacksonville.
Mike, going back to the run game, you said there were some hard yards left out there. Is that more on the back? Is it more
everybody? We need to get better as a running the football, the blocking unit, the back, the finishing of the back, the finishing of the blocking unit, the perimeter blocking. You know, we had a big run there. To, you know, if we have, you know, if we're finishing on the play, then it may have a chance to go, you know, maybe to the house or even you know, definitely get more yards. So we left too much out there, and that's, I'll tell you what, that's a talented defense. It's an aggressive defense schematically. They challenge the line of scrimmage with, you know, with a number of players they have in the box running it. So when you attempt to run it, yeah, so it's a good challenge for us, but we need to perform better.
How do you think Casey Hayward did in his first full time role?
Like Casey Hayward played well, graded out well, and you know, he's a young man that continues to take advantage of his opportunities, and it's happened almost every game he's been in. So he does a great job getting, he's competitive as far as getting his hands on the ball, and when he does, you know, he has excellent ball skills. So I'm very happy with where Casey's playing.
Would you be a lot more concerned about the Woodson injury if Hayward weren't sort of fighting the way he is now?
I mean, I don't. That's a hypothetical, isn't it?
Does it give you any kind of, you know, sense?
Like I said earlier, I'm excited about all of our players, you know, especially our young players. We knew to start in the season that we needed to get these young guys playing on defense. We needed to change some things on our defense, and one of them definitely was the opportunity for personnel. If you look at the way we played last year. You know, there's a number of players, you know, as far as the number of reps they played. So we went into the season with a very conscious effort to make sure we play these younger players as soon as we can, to play more personnel groups, to get more rotation, to gain experience through the season and with the opportunity to improve. That was our plan from day one. Unfortunately, we've been suffering injuries along the way. But with that, you know, our plan is helping us take on this challenge, and these guys are playing more. But from the time the season ended, from the time the OTAs, the plan was always to play these young guys.
Two more, Mike. What did you think of Brad in the middle, and how you guys made up for the loss of DJ?
I thought Brad and AJ were both impactful in the game. That's really the biggest thing you look for when you're grading your inside backers. Were they impactful? Did they manage the communication? I thought both AJ and Brad played very well. And, you know, for Brad being the first time in that role, you know, and he's only going to get better. So, I mean, there's a couple things technique-wise that he'll continue to improve on. But I was very pleased with the way our inside backers played.
Mike, you've got rolling now the last couple games in the passing game without Greg. Does it become hard to integrate him back in when he's ready to come back?
Not really. I mean, it's we've gone away from just going into games or off season saying, hey, we need to highlight this one player, you know, and Greg's obviously been a Pro Bowl player for us, and we'll continue to do so. Our quarterback throws the open player. You know, we run concepts. Well, we move our players around, and that's the beauty of our receiver group that I've talked about time and time again. They They give us great flexibility in game planning as far as, you know, taking away tendencies of, you know, who's in the slot, who's in the one, you know, who's in the one spot and so forth. So they're, I mean, the route trees are diverse. You know, one guy doesn't just run three routes and one guy doesn't just line up in number two position. So, and that won't change.
Mike, are you pretty hopeful that Greg will be able to go on Sunday?
Good question. I have not talked to Greg today. You know, Charles Woodson's injury, you know, threw me off balance a little bit. I didn't expect it. So I have not had a chance to talk to Greg to see where he is.
Mike, just to clarify, he stayed in the game after he hurt himself.
Correct.
But then he didn't come out for the next series. Was that because it was 30-13 and you guys were subbing, or did he know that he couldn't go anymore with the injury? Do you know?
I do not know. I did not know the injury until after the game,
right,
personally. So.
Mike, do you expect Jennings to practice this week? Are you going to try him yet, or is that still not
well,
a sign?
The plan with Greg just from day one was to try to get as far in a week because with his type of injury, you know, the fatigue going through the testing and, you know, him maxing it out, the fatigue part of it, we felt stacking that with a bunch of practice was probably not in his best interest for the week he comes back. That's part of the rehab that we looked at the first time he brought back. So if Greg was to come back this week, he would probably test on Thursday and practice on Friday.